Section 2. You will hear a ranger from the Nitmaluk National Park speaking on a radio program about hiking in Australia. First, you have some time to look at questions 11 to 14.
Pause the recording for 30 seconds.
Now listen and answer questions 11 to 14.
The Jatbula Trail, located within Nitmaluk National Park, is a 4 to 5 day trek in Australia's Northern Territory. It follows an ancient Aboriginal songline, and the boulders along the way are scattered with rock paintings. There are 5 campsites along the trail. First, Biddlecombe Cascade, then Crystal Falls, 17 Mile Falls, Edith River Crossing, and finally Sandy Camp Pool. Only 10 people at a time are allowed in each campsite, so you must book in advance, although usually you will not see another person on the trail. Every campsite has a source of permanent water, but otherwise facilities at each campsite vary. Your first stop, Biddlecombe Cascades, has toilets and an emergency call device. The next 2 stops, Crystal Falls and 17 Mile Falls, are the most developed campsites. Both offer toilets, an emergency call device, and a checkpoint where you must sign in to help rangers locate you in case of an emergency. Edith River Crossing also has a checkpoint and an emergency call device, but no organised toilets are provided. Sandy Camp Pool is the most primitive site of all. There is nothing there other than a beautiful sandy beach where you can pitch your tent.
Before you hear the rest of the talk, you have some time to look at questions 15 to 20.
Pause the recording for 30 seconds.
Now listen and answer questions 15 to 20.
The trail begins at Nitmaluk Centre, where you must register and pay a deposit of $50. After registering, you may begin your trek. You'll follow the trail overlooking 17 Mile Creek on your left for 8 kilometres until you reach the first campsite, Biddlecombe Cascades, where you'll stop for the night. On the second day, the track leads north from camp. After you've walked for about 5 hours and 10 and a half kilometres, you'll reach Crystal Falls campsite located at a sharp bend in the trail. There's a marked trail from the campsite to the Crystal Falls viewpoint. Crystal Falls is 30 metres high and it's breathtaking, so be sure to have a look. The next day you'll change direction and head west across a valley, and then northwest again for about 9.5 kilometres. The track is quite even and flat for the first part of the day, which is a welcome break from the rocky ground of previous days. Before you reach the next campsite, you will pass the amphitheatre, a butterfly and frog-filled canyon that's important to the Aboriginal people who have left intricate rock paintings on the rock walls. A few kilometres further, you'll come to 17 Mile Falls campsite, besides a series of rock pools and small cascades above 17 Mile Falls Creek. There is a lookout over the falls that shouldn't be missed and is particularly beautiful at sunset. On day 4, you'll take your longest hike, 15.5 kilometres going to the west. You'll cross a boggy area as you approach the Edith River. If you're tired, you may camp here where you first cross Edith River, or instead follow the river south, crossing it several more times before you reach the campsite at Sandy Camp Pool, where you can spend the last night of your adventure camping on a sandy beach beside a tranquil waterhole. Leaving Sandy Camp Pool, the track continues through woodland until you pass a checkpoint at Edith River South. From here, the trail is lined with the river on the left-hand side and high rocks on the right. One last stop is a must at Sweetwater Pool. This is a large waterhole surrounded by rocky ledges that is perfect for a picnic before you return to civilization. Day trippers can access this point from Edith Falls, so it may be your first encounter with another person since leaving Nitmaluk. After a swim, make your way to Edith Falls where your adventure ends. Make sure you deregister at the Edith kiosk and then take a hot shower.
That is the end of section 2. You now have half a minute to check your answers.
Pause the recording for 30 seconds.
Now turn to section 3.